10 minutes early. Fuck, we're on it today. Let's see if Matt's reading his own work.
Let's see if we can get the, oh, did it start? Is that starting? I can never tell if it's starting.
Final Fantasy VII got an amazing new gameplay trailer that gave us all huge sticky boners. Minecraft is coming to the Wii U, and astonishingly doesn't utilize the gamepad, and some amazing listener has figured out our secret sounds. You are listening to the BitPad Podcast, Episode 8, recorded on the 12th of December, 2015.
Hey guys, Bruce and Brentos, I'm Maz, welcome to the show, episode 8. How you doing?
Yeah, good man, I love it when I look in the chat room and see people, Woogie's gone, I've just joined to hear huge sticky boners, this is going to be a good episode.
This is going to be a good episode.
It's always good with huge sticky boners.
Oh, I'll find out why, shortly. Oh, I've already told you in the intro. Welcome to everybody who's in the chat room as well. Sparks made it just in time, forgetting that he's a complete week late for his discussion with us about linear games and open world. But that's all right. That's fine.
In all fairness, we did move the show that week to a completely different day.
This one.
Yeah, and in this episode, we definitely have plenty of news and some of this month's big releases.
We do, and we're on Skype, guys, so if any of the boys want to tag a listener in for one of the mini-games, you want to add the BitPad on Skype so that we can give you a dial-up during the show.
And we've already spoken about huge sticky boners, but let's this week we're going to find out what's got Maz so huge and sticky.
Yes, and also who got huge and sticky getting the six game sounds.
Oh my god.
We're going to find that out as well.
They're pretty crazy noises. Why not call into the show yourself and leave us a message over on speakpipe.com/thebitped and we will play it right here live. Ask us something or just leave us a comment. Or you can guess those secret sounds. Someone's already guessed. Yeah, that one. Frogger, am I right? Nailed it.
And don't forget, you can always live tweet us at the BitPad and we can answer your questions or read your comments live on the show as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook to stay in the loop of all the things we do.
And don't.
Hey guys, Uber Medic here. Just wondering, what's your favorite thing to drink? You know, with your mouth.
Favorite thing to drink, says Uber Medic over on the speakpipe.com/thebitpad. There's a link down there underneath if you're watching live. Favorite thing to drink, Brucey, I think I know your answer.
Mine is scotch, if we're talking booze. If we're not talking booze, red eyes.
Red eyes, oh, yeah. All of the good answers here. I'm currently...
Red eyes? What are red eyes? Is that like Red Bull?
Yeah, kind of. It's an energy drink that come out before Red Bull.
And it tastes, I don't know what it tastes like, but it's not like all the other energy drinks have this certain energy drink taste, right? This kind of metallic punch in the dick that they have. Whereas Red Eye doesn't have that. It's more of a soft drink. It's more traditional...
like Jolt Cola.
Maybe. Jolt.
I have no idea.
Jolt Cola, okay. Got it. I got that taste in my mouth now. Thanks.
I'm super, super into Barista Brothers double Nespresso iced coffee. It's fucking delicious. And I found out yesterday that it's actually made by Coke, so I'm a little disappointed, but it's so good. Oh my god.
Did you not know that?
You know what? I was driving along drinking going, this is probably made by Coke. Bad look. Yeah, it is. Totally is. and who cares? Exactly. I was like, I'm happy to give Coke money for this delicious beverage. It's so nice.
You know, they're helping to get clean water all across the world to people. That. If you haven't seen the documentary Slingshot, it's actually the inventor of the whatchamacallit, the thing that goes back and forth.
Trolley.
Segway.
Oh.
The inventor of the Segway actually helped them build it for a reason. Anyway, for me, drinking soft drinks, I'm usually like Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi. For booze, Bud Light, or then I'll just drink any kind of sweet mixer. Like tonight I got apple pie. I'm trying.
Look at that.
Which this is moonshine. Fake moonshine. It's not real moonshine, but. So I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah.
And then water. Actually, I like water. What's wrong with water? Drink some water.
What is good? I've changed my preferred choice in scotch as well at the moment, Maz.
Oh, yes. Where are we at?
At the moment, I'm on a.
Glenlivet. Yeah. Yeah, I had a bottle of that, and you're not wrong. We should
it is
get on that.
Delicious, and I think I'll be busting that out when we do our Secret of Mana stream. So
when do you want to do it, guys? I've got to book that in. We are streaming as well, guys. We are all teeing up to be streaming pretty much almost round the clock if we get this right. Right here on Twitch.tv/TheBitPad playing the Vidya games. So keep an eyeball out. Follow us on the Twitter as well, and you'll be up to date whenever we go live with a game.
Dear Gamer Diary.
Speaking of, what have we been playing this week?
My usual two.
Farm away. All of the animals.
And Fallout 4.
Yep.
I did some streaming yesterday with Spud. We streamed a little bit of Worms after we ironed out some technical difficulties. I did still have an issue at the end where my fucking Windows decided it was going to turn the boost on my microphone to maximum.
I love it.
After I had set it all up and tested it, went, this is sweet. Load the game, and there we go. Yeah. So, that, and I've been playing Farm Away.
Oh, my God.
Still Farm Away.
Are you really still playing that shit? What level are you in now?
I have an open mind.
And how much money have you dropped on it?
Look, I'm really playing it.
$55 billion, is that what that said?
I have to play it until I unlock that last vegetable patch.
You're out of control.
That's an awful amount of money.
Did you stop selling your veggies to the fair?
Yeah, man, I stopped. I'm just building up cash to buy that last plot, and then I'll be done. They actually released a patch, and normally that's when I stop playing games too. It's like, you've patched your game. All right, cool. I think I'm done now.
Ubermedic just said in the chat room, I have to try this Farm Away thing I keep hearing about. We talk about it every week. It must be good.
Join our Farm Away clan.
Didn't say it was good. It's just that, or tell me something else I can play on my bloody iPhone.
Yeah.
Get the Slot. Oh, you did. Slotomania. That's what I've got. Slotomania.
you can actually get Final Fantasy VII on iOS devices now, so... So there you go. You can get all over that. I hadn't played Fallout 4 all week, which I was wondering what was wrong. I need to get back into that. But we've been streaming.
Was there a reason, or just happened to not play it?
I've been working. I've actually been getting a lot of work lately, so it's been like, oh my god, earn some money, sweet. But now I can't play.
Can't handle having a full time job.
No, it's weird. It's bloody weird. But I have squeezed in some Game of Thrones. We've been playing. We've just finished episode 3, live streaming that for Ubermedic. Basically, comes and watches us every time. Thanks Uber for always being there. You're a real amazing person. Also, I grabbed the Yokai Watch demo and didn't play it, so you'll be pleased to know. But I did grab Pokemon Picross. Came out for free. It's a free to play game. On the 3DS, and I love Picross games. They're kind of like my Sudoku of the future. So I've been playing that a little bit.
Free to play microtransaction to finish.
Yeah, I think it's got microtransactions in it, but I haven't required, I haven't needed to even think about that yet. So I won't ever do that. Obviously, I'll just stop playing it when I need to pay for things. But it's Picross.
Apparently, $37 will let you unlock everything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad, actually, is it? you'd pay that much for a game.
Yeah, that's like buying a game, right?
Yeah. So that's cool. That's good.
Why would you download a free-to-play game and then just pay $37 to unlock everything?
Well, I guess it's almost like this is what the game's like. If you want all the features, buy the game. So yeah. I don't quite mind that. The one thing it does bug me about it, without doing a full review, is it suffers from that which a lot of games these days do, is mega tutorials in the beginning, like just more information. Every single level is like, here's something new, you're never actually going to play it because there's so much text for you to read, rather than just letting me play for a bit and going, hey, you can actually catch Pokemon and they give you a power. It's just like constantly telling me something new and I just want to fucking play Picross.
Play.
So that really annoyed me. I think 7 levels of tutorials and I'm like, oh my god.
Oh jeez.
I don't want to play this game anymore. But yeah, if you can get through that, it's a Picross game and it's pretty good. Tutori hell. That's exactly right, Shiny Master Joe in the chat room. Oh, yeah, Bruce, Brenty.
Well, I've been actually still playing a lot of Smite and Paladins. This week. Paladins has been doing a lot of updates, like weekly updates, big updates. They've added new people. They keep playing and changing how things work to try to get it to be, you know, as fun as possible and balance out issues. So that makes me happy. They've added in a bunch of new stuff, so that'll be cool. And I've actually downloaded 7 Days to Die again. I saw a video for their Alpha 13 just came out. And it looks pretty cool, so I want to try that out again, as well as during the sale I had bought Ark Survival Evolved. Mm. Don't know if anybody's played that, but that looked cool to me too. So hopefully I will be able to talk about those next week.
Yashir Mare in the chat room says, Bruce, you could try Pixel Dungeon. It might be on iPhone. He knows it's on Android, but there you go. Get on your Pixel Dungeon. Oh, that sounds like my kind of game, to be honest. Have a watch.
Do y'all play Ingress over there?
No, we're waiting for Pokemon Go, mate. Fact.
Okay.
you still play Ingress? You still get out there?
Not as much, no.
Mr. Fullerton still gets out there. And
how was that? It was weird. We had a kind of a group in town that met like every month. And then they would meet on nights and do stuff. And then after we had like a big event in Nashville, it like died. Oh. And
was that around the time Pokemon Go was announced? Because everybody might be like, oh no. Yeah, just getting my Pokedex. No,
has nothing to do with Pokemon Go, but good try.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's good. Let's go do this. Wow. There are secret sounds, Brent.
There are secret sounds, and we got a winner this week.
Oh, we did! We finally got a winner! Oh my god.
Did I spoil that? Was I not supposed to spoil it? Were you just going to play the calls? And
no, we do have a winner this week, but who was it?
We may or may not have a winner this week.
Who was the winner? Let's have a
listen.
Hey, guys. Uber Medic here. Just wondering, what's your favorite thing to drink?
That is the wrong sound file.
I drink in a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi.
Super, super into barista, bro. Don't forget, they've got a documentary.
It's got
a deal. Yo, Street Fighter and Half-Life.
All right, how do I make it start again? Here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Super Medic. Mario, Street Fighter, then Half-Life, then GoldenEye, then Resident Evil 3.
Nah, fucked it. 5 out of 6 Uber Medic got. We got another call now.
Hey guys, the Biped, this is Obi the One here calling in to say I finally figured out the last sound in the Sound Mid Challenge. They are Mario, Street Fighter, Half-Life, GoldenEye, Doom, and Tetris.
Oh yeah! Why won't that go
nice.
Quiet?
Nice.
Well, and of course, that sound that everyone was missing was Doom. And
yeah, Doom really gave people a runaround, which was amazing. I thought that would be an obvious one, but there you go. What is he won, Brent? Because like, he seriously sounds American.
I haven't played Doom in so long.
You should get on it before the new one comes out.
Well, it's on. Doom's on sale at the moment. Jump over to Steam. You can get Doom, Doom 2, all of the original.
It's better for like $2.
So you can hear that sound personally on your own machine. Mm. You don't have to wait for the podcast to play it every week. So, and Obi the One, where does he live? Do we know approximate location?
Well, he's just spoke up in. He's definitely in the US because he's got Thanksgiving. He gave us that sweet Thanksgiving message a little while ago. What does he want, Brent?
So I need to get an address to mail stuff.
Yes, you could tell us that somehow, Obi. I don't know how we did the last one. Oh. We just knew the guy. We knew the guy personally.
The last one, we knew the guy, and I PM'd him on Facebook. And Obi, if you want to PM one of us on Facebook or PM
or send us a message on Twitch, either one.
Yep, he's in Louisiana.
There you go. Boom! So, you can just drop it off. That's next door, isn't it? Isn't that your place? That's your pad.
It's pretty close. It's about 6 hours away.
Oh my god, so good. Well, congrats, Obi the One. We've got a new sound, and this time. It's all 70s arcade games. So there's your clue.
Oh.
I don't know if this is going to stump some people or not. We'll find out right now. Good luck.
There's one in there that I've never heard of. Yeah, so that's going to be...
The 4th one?
4th one, yeah.
Yeah, that is going to stump some people. But hey, after a couple
like
of weeks...
Like an Australian-only arcade game, probably.
I've never heard of it.
It's in some bar somewhere. Someone throws knives into it.
It was in a top 10 arcade games list, so... I don't know.
Yeah, so one more time, what were those sounds again?
I almost read out what they were. Here they are. There you go. How do they enter, Brentus?
You head on over to speakpipe.com/thebitpad and tell us what you think those sounds are. And we will play your guesses on the next show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some depressing sounds, aren't there?
Hey, guys. If you were trapped on Desert Island with one video game character, who would it be?
That was a quiet message, but Ubermedic sent in another question for us. If we were trapped on a desert island with one video game character, who would it be? I knew this question was coming, and I didn't even think about it for 1 second. So I'll let you guys go first.
Hey, Bruce, what you got there?
Oh, crap. I think maybe Link.
He comes to a town. He's got a pretty face and a pretty mouth. Yep, I can see that working.
He seems to be pretty versatile.
He comes in a female version now. Did you know that, Bruce? There's Linkle. There's like there's a female version of Link now that exists.
Yes,
Linkle,
comes
so.
In Linkle. So, but really, Link would be confused as a girl too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You
know, he's definitely a power bottom. We know that much.
I think Link just because he's pretty versatile. He's been across on islands and shit before with Wind Waker. Yeah. I'd just make him get me off the island somehow.
I'd make him get me off.
Hey, Groovy, you're trapped on the island, so you can never leave.
Sparks in the chat room says I'd choose Bear Grylls. Now Bear Grylls is not. Oh, he did have a video game. Damn it!
Did he? Bear Grylls the video game? Is that true though? I don't think that.
I don't know. He's keep asking me questions about my life and making me cry, and I'm like, just go fix me something. Go cook me dinner. That's why I get Cooking Mama, because I just want to eat well.
Cooking Mama. So that's a great idea.
Stir your shit and make me dinner.
That's amazing. Well, Bruce has stolen my answer because, you know, the sexy type.
I think
of
Link as well could
go.
Smash shit and give me hearts and rupees.
I'd take Tomb Raider down, Lara Croft. She'd get us in trouble, and she'd find some ancient civilization that would have us murdered. So that'd be fun. Adventure. I really must adventure. Anyway.
I might take that girl from Strip Poker that I used to play when I was in high school. She was pretty hot for pixels. And I think we would have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
That's sexist. That's pretty sexist.
Pretty frightening, to be honest. You know what I just did? I closed all my bloody... Anyway. So annoyed at myself right now. It's over to the news! Oh my god. Well, the legendary becomes real. A whole 10 years after they accidentally seeded the idea of a Final Fantasy VII remake into our heads with a PS3 tech demo, it's happening! It's happening, guys! At E3 this year, it was announced with a shiny pre-rendered cinematic and some moody narration, but this week, during the PSX conference, they showed us exactly what to expect with some gameplay footage, and oh my god! You need to check out the trailer immediately because it's too exciting. Oh my god, so good.
Someone's happy.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Someone's excited. Also at the PSX next year will be the year of VR. Finally, one of the front runners is going to be PlayStation with their VR offering. Out in 2016, they have just announced 8 more titles to join their over 40-plus titles in their PlayStation VR catalog. Those being the Eagle Flight, Modern Zombie Taxi Company, something, and 100-foot robot golf. Oh, and also Psychonauts. So, yeah. Oh, Gollum. That's what it was. There's no missing there. But I remembered you, O, and I put you back before I was done with that news story. So, screw you.
And, oh, while we're at it, 3DS is here to stay, says Nintendo marketing boss Scott Moffat. The handheld system has sold globally more units than PS4 and Xbox One combined, over 54 million units.
Wow.
Moffat also went on to say that the venture into smartphone gaming, the two systems can happily coexist, given that the 3DS has a few more buttons and gives you a bit deeper gameplay than just on your phone. So no need to worry, 3DS will stay.
Yeah, definitely. Final Fantasy VII Remake looks so good, guys. It's built in the Unreal Engine 4, and it looks incredibly close to the feature film quality of Advent Children, which was an amazing movie, by the way. The dev team began with Advent Children's look as a goal to produce real-time graphics just like that, and they say that with the PlayStation 4, they can make that happen and more. So, I'm super excited.
Definitely. Also, esports. It's real. Previously, we mentioned that Blizzard was starting an esports division of their own. Well, they won't be outdone by EA. They just announced their own competitive gaming division. And I just want to know if I can be the first gaming bookie. Because, you know, I used to bet on video games, but then I get an arrow to the knee.
Oh, stop it.
Speaking of esports and Blizzard... Blizzard are unsure if Overwatch will have microtransactions or not.
It will.
Game director Jeff Kaplan said that their focus at the moment is making an enjoyable game rather than focusing on the business model. They've also explained that the game will not be cross-function platform with PC and console due to an advantage that the PC players might have over those playing consoles. So we're just waiting to see whether Overwatch is actually going to be free to play on launch, and who knows? DLC might be free, or there may be microtransactions. Nobody knows.
Final Fantasy VII is so big! It needs more time. The devs of the new Final Fantasy VII remake don't want to leave anything out of the remake, but it's such an enormous and expensive undertaking to do that. So they're going to split it into manageable chunks. We don't know exactly how many episodic parts that they're going to have at this stage, or what this means for the actual gameplay, but we do know they want to expand on the original Final Fantasy VII universe and add even more content to the game. Jesus, I'm excited for Final Fantasy VII.
And this just in, Final Fantasy VII has been cancelled. They will no longer be producing Final Fantasy VII because of the excitement and overjoy that Maz has displayed on the BookPad podcast. So, sorry that's going away. But if you want to find a new home to stream other than Twitch, well, the previously feature-light YouTube gaming has been updated to version 1.2, and with it comes some new features that might help streamers or people find your stream more likely, because the new features are more UX changes. But besides all the UX changes, you can also now use your Google Cardboard to watch YouTube gaming. So it now has to be a game that has to do it, I believe, like Clash of Clans 360 and a few others, but that's really cool. Almost as cool as Final Fantasy VII.
XCOM 2 season passes and pre-order bonuses have been announced. If you pre-order the game early, you will get the Resistance Warrior pack with some extra customization options, a new recruit called the Survivor of Old War. Not really sure where that's going. Season Pass will have 3 themed DLC packs included in it, which is essentially going to give you some more customizations, some different weapons, that sort of thing. You can actually buy the reinforcement packs individually if you choose to buy the game. They're $20 a pack, which for me seems a bit steep. Or you can get those packs included in the Digital Deluxe Edition for $75. The standard game's only $60, so why anyone would just buy the standard game and then fork out $20, another $60 for the packs, I do not know. But you can pre-order those games on Steam right now. The game comes out on the 5th of February, and look out for it, because it's going to be shit hot.
Minecraft Wii U is coming after all of that kerfuffle, but it won't use the gamepad for inventory or anything. All it's used for is alternate screen if someone is using the telly. It's annoying. However, it will support voice chat and USB keyboards, which is a thing. But who cares? Final Fantasy VII? Fucking cloud amiibos? They're a thing! And that was the news.
I like what you did there, how you broke one article into 7 parts and you just
don't care about Final Fantasy. Don't care about anything else. Just don't care about anything else, guys. Nice. So, oh my god, I've watched that trailer like 1,000 times. More on Final Fantasy VII if you want to watch the BitPad's in-depth discussion about it. It's a 24-minute video. It's a bit long, but it's bloody great. It's on our YouTube channel at the moment, so go check it out. We really rip it apart as massive fans of Final Fantasy VII, so that is good. Ubermedic in the chat room says, Cloud Amiibo hype. And you're not even wrong. So good. Oh, far out.
Game Hopper. Game Hopper.
We don't have a bumper for this section.
Game Hopper.
last week we didn't do... We forgot to do this, Brent. We've got...
We're a little behind.
Yeah. But shall we go through some of the games releases that are coming out this month that we're all excited about?
Sure. Or that have already come out. We got Cause 3.
Yep.
Are we round-robining this, or am I just reading
okay,
all out?
Sure. Let's go in order of videos. So, Bruce, you go next.
Planet Driver on Android, OS, and PC.
Where you get to drive planets around.
That's exactly what I thought it was. Cool. The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing. They're incredible, I've heard, on Xbox One.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
Now, that's got a lot of
Chivalry,
hype.
Chivalry, yeah. What?
That's got a lot of hype, Rainbow Six Siege. I just know that much.
Yeah, it's got hype. That's almost hype. As much hype as fucking Clouds.
Chivalry, Medieval Warfare.
Yeah. Did you play Chivalry? That's like
I did.
Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? For a little while.
It's pretty gory.
Dreamfall Chapters, The Longest Journey, Book 4, Revelations. Mate, do you want to like have a longer title for your thing? No one's going to play your game. No one.
Pokemon Picross.
Oh, it's so great, except for the tutorials.
Darius Burst Chronicles Survivors.
No,
on PC, I don't even know what that is.
No, Xenoblade Chronicles X came out for the Wii U, and I'm really keen to have a crack at that and see how we go with that. So that's exciting.
Me too.
And then the OK Watch, which, you know, Maz has gotten but hasn't played yet.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
Don't play it.
Don't play
it. I didn't like it. It was terrible.
Yeah, I've been watching ads for it. I just don't understand.
Hell Drivers. More driving in hell this time.
I think they're just diving.
You drive hell around and try to pick up some, like, angels and shit.
Darius Burst Chronicles Saviors. That's in there twice. But it's out on PS4, PS Vita as well, guys. So, you know, we got you covered.
And SteamWorld Heist.
Mario Luigi Paper Jam Bros. I'm interested to see how this plays.
Oh, it's going
to
be such a filler game.
Maybe your jam.
I don't think it's worth it. Devilion on the PC.
Lightning Returns, the Final Fantasy 8, which is better than 13. 7.
That's 13, that one. It's 13.
Does it have one more number?
That's 13, that one. Lightning Returns.
Oh, wait, that's 13. I can't do too many drinks. So it's really better than 7. Almost twice as much better game.
It's actually the It's actually the third game in the 13th Final Fantasy. So
it's blowing my mind.
I know, right?
That is. That's like
so many things.
Final Fantasy 36 coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
36. Oh dear, and we've got Devil's Third.
Yeah,
no idea what that one is.
No,
but that's on PC and Wii U.
And King's Quest Chapter 2. Very excited about that. It's on all the platforms. So that was. What are you picking up this holiday season for your business and getting amongst, or are you too busy trying to justify having bought Fallout 4 because it's huge?
No,
are you talking to me?
Why would there ever be any justification in buying Fallout 4?
Who are you talking to, man? Address your damn questions to people. I don't know what's going on. I'm just kidding.
Okay, let's play a minigame, guys. It's 3-all. And this week we're doing a Final Fantasy themed one.
Oh, shit. Final Fantasy edition?
Yes.
It's going to be 3-all at the end of this one, too.
Yes.
It's going to be like 20 questions from Final Fantasy VII.
So I am going to ask you Final Fantasy questions, and we'll see how we go. I'll score it however the fuck I please.
Mine's already... I'm screwed.
Okay. Are we ready? Here's a warm-up question.
Sure. There's 3 words in the title.
Here's a warm-up question to see how fast you guys are. Is that music? I'm going to turn that shit down. There we go. Warm-up question. Which number Final Fantasy am I excited about?
7!
7!
7!
Well done. Well done, Brent. No points. No points, but that's exactly right. Well done. It's probably the only question you get right. But here we go.
It's the only answer I'm giving, so we're good.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Name the main character in Final Fantasy VII.
7!
What did you say, Bruce?
Cloud.
That's correct. 1 point to Bruce.
Oh, that makes more sense. I thought they were just making amiibos of clouds. I was like, I don't really get that. Just, like, now your other amiibos can ride around on little clouds? Like, why is he so excited?
This is...
I've got 2 answers. They are 7 in cloud, and one of them's made off!
All right, here we go. No one's going to get this. Chat room, if you get it, we'll see. Should we dial some people in to help you? Nah, fuck it. It's too hard. Beginning with B, what is Cloud's primary weapon?
Buttons.
A big sword.
I'm going to pay that, Bruce. It's the Buster Sword, but I'm going to give that point to you because it's also true.
What?
It's a very big sword. It's a very big sword. Brent, go watch the trailer. It's huge. It's bigger than
him. That's not a name.
And the chat room, Uber Medic got
like
it in the chat room.
An adjective or something. An adverb. I don't even know. Maybe an adverb?
I want to pull some people in. Let's
I
have
got
a look.
This next one. Let's do this.
Who's online? Who's online? Who's online? Who's online? Uber Medic is. Let's call him in.
You need to add the beard pad to your Skype.
Who else is online? Brent Hello. Is. Hey, Uber. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good.
What's up? You gonna help me out?
All right.
You help Brent
He's
out?
He's gonna beat both of us.
Yes. Right. It is 2-0.
So you get two answers.
I'll bring in JBJ and he can play for Bruce. So we've got all of the people. Have I added you, JBJ? Yep. Here we go. Let's see if he comes in. Welcome.
Well, hello, everyone.
That's JBJ Blacks. JBJ Bruce!
Oh, we're everyone?
I just got you. That was my impersonation. I got you. I got mad. You thought it was really JBJ.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. My bad.
All right.
I'm not.
There he is. Okay, so JBJ, you're helping out Bruce. Uber, you're helping out Brent.
It is
2-0.
Hey.
Bruce's way. Let's go. Nil. Next question. Barrett is a big angry black guy with a what for an arm?
Gun.
Minigun.
Sword. Big sword.
Uber.
Seven.
Uber got that one with gun.
Crap.
That works.
Bam.
I said minigun.
You did, but you said it about 3 seconds later. That's fine. I'm going to give it to Uber for the sake of drama.
Kind of slow.
It's 2-1.
Yeah, but it was correct.
It's 2-1 towards Bruce. Well done, Uber. Which female character has the largest boobs?
Tifa.
Boom! Uber Medic plays Final Fantasy VII. This is...
Nice!
Oh, yeah! To all!
Oh, yeah.
I played Iron Drones to Final Fantasy.
In the opening moments of the game, you join a terrorist cell and blow up what?
Mako.
I'm pretty sure I heard Mako react.
Brent say balloon first. I know. I got it. It's a balloon ship thingy. Bam!
Balloon ship?
I'm gonna give...
Did you say ship referring to a boat?
It was a big balloon.
I'm going to give the point to Uber for saying Mako Reactor. What did you say, JBJ? I heard your voice, but it was underneath everything.
A house.
Oh, Bruce. we want to tag in Yashimire. Let's have a look.
It's almost like I'm on your team, Bruce, so you're screwed.
Add everybody. Let's have a look. Where's Yashimire? Let's add to the call. This is going to be hectic.
Hello everyone.
Hello Yashi. How do you say your name to begin with?
Yashimir.
Yashimir. There we go. You joining
welcome to the show.
Are you joining Bruce's or Brent's team? I'd suggest Bruce's because he's
Bruce. Well, you got to make it like favorites. That's just a big thing to do. We know they're going to like Bruce more than me and head over there if they have a choice.
All right.
Let's just say go on over to Bruce. He needs the help right now.
Yeah.
I've got the Final Fantasy Master on my team, so.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I'm all good. We don't need anybody else.
Bruce,
can I just
call
in the Final Fantasy producers
absolutely.
And get them on my team? Because I think I'm going to need them to be Omanic.
You might. How many questions have we got left? Like, one. All right, here we go.
I think one. I think we're down to one.
Okay. What's the score? Anyone keeping track? I think it's tied at 2.
We're like 4-2, I think.
I don't know.
3-2.
3-2.
Sure, we'll give you that one. 3-2.
So
4-2, something like that.
3-2 sounds good.
I'll check it out in a minute. I'll work it out. Beginning with S... What is the name of the main villain?
Sephiroth.
Yeah, what said?
That was Uber. So whoever got that point did it.
I beat him to lag.
I'm going to give you a point for every different answer. No, I'm not. That's going to be too hard. Name a summon.
Oh, shit.
Knights of the Round Table.
What was that, Yashir?
Knights of the Round Table.
Wow, that's a very obscure one, but you did it. Well done. There's a point. Let me just tally the points. Name a main character. That was Bruce. Big sword.
I think
was
they
Bruce.
Won by one.
Gun
Big
was sword. Uber. Female character with boobs was Uber. Mako Reactor was Uber. Sephiroth was
Uber.
Name a summon was Yashir. Brent wins it! By yes! 1 point!
Oh, yes!
My knowledge And so much effort playing Final Fantasy VII has finally paid off. I'm glad those late night conversations with Maz have paid off.
Oh, man. I'd like to protest that minigun point.
I would like to thank
Big controversial.
Ubermedic for joining my team and making this possible tonight. We have now been put over 4-3. I thought we were going to really lose tonight, and you've made my dreams come true.
Brent's talking like he's won the Super Bowl.
Very happy.
Another sticky situation for Brent.
I thought this is how he got that super hard penis thing you were talking about earlier.
That's exactly how it
happened. An award?
Thanks everyone for calling in Skype. I'm going to hang up on you abruptly now to get on with the show.
Thank you guys.
Thanks you so much for that. Let's move.
Yeah, thank you all. That was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. Let's move on to our spotlight. So what do we want to talk about in this section? Because I'm just pumped after that game. That was great fun.
That's pretty pumped
up the jam. Pump it up. Brucey, you found some stuff from Facebook.
I did. We got a few bits and pieces, comments from people on the Facebook. So first one we have on there from Obi the One is, other than Maz's amazing amiibo collection, what, if anything, does everyone out there collect video game related?
Look at that. New web camera means I can show you that completely freely. Look at that fucking amiibo collection right
there. Look at that amiibo collection.
Did I see someone in there like looking to purchase some of those? Like, I feel like you're funny. Like a GameStop. Just open the door.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So what do you guys collect other than, if anything, video game related?
So I've got a bunch of retro Nintendo consoles. I've got all of the Game Boys, a few of them a few times. I've got like 4 N64s, 4 SNESs, a couple of NESs. I like that. I've got all the controllers. Thousands of Super Nintendo controllers. You have no idea. Just in case, you know, just in case the Fallout 4 happens and I have to go into a bunker for a period of time. I've got all, I collect all of the Nintendo cartridges too, and then amiibos, obviously. I've got this as well. Look at that. Oh, yeah, I can show you all this stuff now. Look at that. Yeah, it seems like he collects Barista Brothers bottles as well, so.
Collects Barista Brothers coffee bottles.
And I've got some Pokemon plushies
too.
You've
got a whole bunch of plushies too, yeah, Maz.
Up there, some Pokemon plushies, and I've got a bunch of Nintendo ones as well. I'm a bit of a fucking child, if we're honest. that's kind of all I collect. I managed to stop collecting Pokemon cards and that kind of thing, so we're good there.
That's something you could actually use and play games with other people with. Stop that! Yes, like, screw that. Just give me the shit to look at.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't really collect any gaming stuff. It's weird. I think it's because I have kids, so it's like they kind of, like, it's all theirs now. Like, I collect hats and sunglasses. Is that odd?
Nah, that's right. I used to collect Converse shoes. Not conversations with people. I used to collect, I had like 28, 30 pairs of Converse at one point. But I got nowhere to put that. So I threw them all out.
But hell, you can walk for a long, long time without needing new shoes.
They all looked new all the time because I had them on a rotating roster of, anyway. It all got too much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very similar to you, Brent. Don't really collect anything gaming these days. I mean, I might start collecting all of the Lego Dimensions bits and pieces, but
old records.
Yeah. I've got a decent collection of Metallica gold records. I do have a few decent collections of baseball cards, but don't really collect those anymore. Yeah, I'm like you. I've got a 3-year-old, so pretty much everything goes that way now. He's got a decent collection of Transformers. so, yeah, I mean, Shaby Jayblaze in the chat says he collects Steam games.
No, he also collects hats.
Nice.
So there you go. Nice hat, like snapbacks or like baseball caps,
like,
or
like meow.
I thought it was
like...
caps. No, caps, as in I thought it was talking about Fallout 4 currency.
Like bottle caps. Like, yeah.
I suddenly like bottle caps.
But I mean, on that note, someone did actually purchase their copy of Fallout 4 with bottle caps.
It's a great. When Fallout 3
was released, they just started collecting all of their bottle caps, and when Fallout 4 was launched, they put them all in a box and sent them to Bethesda and said, please take these for a game. And Bethesda went, that is such a unique idea. Yeah, we'll do it. And they did it for this one guy. He got his Fallout 4 copy for free in exchange for this huge box, like thousands of bottle caps.
That's amazing. Straight.
And it's not like someone else can turn around and do the same thing, because it would cost them way more than the game to like do it the next day, you know, to get all those caps.
Yeah,
and...
absolutely. Yeah.
Unless they were at like a recycling plant, I guess. But it'll be interesting to see what happens next one. Or did they come out and say, no one else send in bottle caps?
Yeah,
that's what they did. They said, somebody's done this. We're not going to be accepting anymore. So please do not send us truckloads of bottle caps. You will not get a copy of Fallout 4 for it.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Jill Redfield on Facebook said, can the BitPad do a discussion about Resident Evil series? I personally request that these topics be included. Feel free to make multiple discussions out of these. Gameplay, story, locations, weapons, characters, enemies, graphics. Thanks for anything you decide on. That's not a bad idea, Jill. Thanks for your suggestion. I do have a Resident Evil player as part of the crew now that we stream with, so we can certainly talk about Resident Evil, the games, and the movies. As well, so we'll put together some Resident Evil content for you. Thanks so much for your suggestion.
Oh, we seriously are?
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole show on it on Resident Evil?
No, not a live show. We'll just do a discussion with people who actually play the games.
I'm like, I think I played the original arcade Resident Evil game, you know, with the gun thing that you shot the light. But that's about it. Didn't watch the movies. Didn't feel the need to watch the movies. Maybe I'm missing out. So I can't wait for this discussion.
I'm the same as you, Brent. I'm glad we won't have to be there for it.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
I'm pretty sure Maz has like some Resident Evil like amiibos in his closet or something.
Absolutely. I've got Wesker action figure, and I hope this is not Chris's blood is my favorite quote. So there you go. I know what I'm talking about.
Nope. And we did have another fairly lengthy comment from, I think that one was from Obi the One as well, and maybe we'll plug that in for another show, and maybe we'll look at getting Obi on to discuss that one.
Yeah, it was a big, and I figured that looks huge. I'm not letting you read that. You can edit that, and we'll talk about it another time because we're running out of time, and you've got some videos. And I think mini games good. Is there anything from the news that we wanted to expand upon?
I think I really want to talk about Final Fantasy VII. I don't know about Bruce,
I'm glad you brought it up. Because, oh my god, it's so good. It looks so good. Did you see the trailer? Oh my god.
I don't know. I was like, how did that happen? He's got the power. It's going to his head. It's like that guy Clouds in Final Fantasy VII.
Jamie Jayblaze in the chat room says, have any of you guys played the Assassin's Creed games? If not, no worries. I haven't either.
No.
I actually have played a few of them. I stopped at Black... I haven't played Black Flag, so I haven't played the latest two or three. But yeah, I enjoyed them, and maybe I'll pick them up now. They're cheap in the Steam sale this year.
Steamy. Do we have?
I haven't played them. So there.
Oh.
Speakeasy earlier, Yeshmir in the chat says, I asked a question in Speakeasy earlier. By the way, I don't know if that'll make this show. It may make next show.
Mm.
Yeah, there was a call in during the show from Sparkles.
Oh yeah. If it's a guess,
I can't play it.
I'll stop it. Let's have a listen.
There's actually three calls from Sparkles, JBJ Blaze, and Yashimur.
I wish you could write add a note like, is this a guess or not?
Hey guys, just one thing. What is your least favorite mechanic in any video game that you've played? It could be anything from like regenerating health, auto saving, to like unskippable cutscenes. Personally, an obvious one for me, and it drives me over the edge, but it's quick time events that if you fail it, it makes you redo the sequence. Although I don't mind it if it changes an outcome slightly, as long as it doesn't make me redo the entire sequence. Cheers.
I'll agree with you, Sparks, on the quick time events that like are pivotal for you doing stuff. I think Tomb Raider did that well, where like it was so quick to get you straight back into the game to try again. It was almost arcadey, and that kind of worked. But ones where it's just like, oh, you fucked that entire sequence, now start again. If for something as silly as a quick time event, like you just want a cutscene, don't like just do the cutscene. I don't have to push X to make the cutscene happen. So yeah, I'm with you with quick time events when they're used badly are my least favorite thing. What was that game, the recent horror one, Until Dawn? That was a big offender of it, because you'd be running away from a monster or a dude, and then you'd get to a gate and you'd have to quick time event to open the gate, and it was so slow. You're like, stop at the gate, push X to grab the gate, rotate the stick to open the gate, and you're like, oh my god, just push X to jump over the fence, more like it. Like, it just took it, immersion.
Push X to Jason. Yeah.
Yeah. Push X to Jason. Yeah. It just, so quick time events done badly, which is most of the time, is my least favorite game mechanic, because it's not a game mechanic. It's just making the game longer for no reason.
I'm going to have to go with, there's this one game I play where when you get your harvest up to a certain point, they make you go to the fair and sell it all, and then you got to start back at zero. And this game called Farm Away. It's my least favorite thing I think about a game. My second least favorite is eating, like having to eat food in a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drop the mic.
That's the wrong button. Brucey?
Yeah, all of those plus, I kind of agree with JBJ in the chat room, time limits on things. When they set retarded time limits on things, and when you don't succeed a time limit, you have to do the whole thing again.
Yeah. I mean, that's only rarely been done well, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Final Fantasy VII has a timed thing in the very beginning stages of the game. That's pretty cool.
I bet it does. Seven of them, right?
But you set up a bomb.
Got to jump from cloud to cloud.
You set up a bomb, and then you got 10 minutes to get out.
With your big sword and your big bosoms.
Fuck you guys. Mini game time. I've got no sound, so we'll play this one. Bruce's mini game.
Alright guys, this week I thought I'd ask something that you guys might know a thing or two about, and that's a bunch of Minecraft true or false questions. So I know how much you guys love Minecraft. You should know all the answers to these, and if you don't, I think maybe we will just go, I don't know how I'll score it. I would score it, but maybe we'll see what you get. I got 25 questions.
Fucking
the
hell.
The first answer wins, or maybe the first wrong answer is out.
All right.
Holy sh! Nike.
Well, I'll just let Brent keep answering, and I won't get anything wrong. Then I'll win.
No. You'll both answer. First question.
Okay.
The ghast mob exists in the end.
False.
True or false?
False.
Zombies can drop carrots.
False.
Are you both out? The game is done. It is true. Zombies can drop carrots.
I'm playing the new beta version where they removed that from the game.
Hey, Bruce, you've got like
23
more questions, right? Like, go.
Sorry?
You got 23 more questions. Go, like, a question for me, a question for Brent, a question for me, a question for Brent, until you're done, and then see who gets those. I'll keep track of my score.
Let's do that. All right. Who wants to go first?
Brent can.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
All right, Brent. You can tame a wolf by giving it raw fish.
That's a cat. No, false.
Maz, diamonds are the rarest material to find.
False. It's emeralds.
Yes. The acacia tree is a tree in Minecraft.
That's true.
Is it? It is. The pufferfish poisons you if you eat it.
True.
Correct. You can break bedrock blocks.
This is technically true, but it takes so long to do it that I don't think anyone's actually ever done it.
Yeah, there is a...
Correct. Maz, you need a portal to enter the Nether.
True.
Correct.
Whew.
Brent, there are donkeys, mules, and horses in Minecraft.
Wow, I know there's donkeys and horses. I don't know if mules is actually a category, because they're kind of the same thing as donkeys, so... I'm going to say false, because I think donkeys and mules are the same thing.
It's actually true. Mules are a crossbreed between horses and donkeys.
Yeah.
But they're in Minecraft?
Yeah,
they are in Minecraft. Yeah, they put them in Minecraft. Yeah.
I mean, true. That's a true, right?
That's what I heard. Maz, the Wither is a fictional mob.
Fictional? As in, like, it doesn't exist in the game. It does exist, and it is fictional true.
No, it's false.
That was my chance. That was my chance to get ahead. I don't get what that means anyway.
Brent, fishing rods can be enchanted.
That's true.
It is. Maz, you can make bread only using wheat.
True.
Correct. Okay, Brent, gold tools are stronger than iron tools.
Durability or speed? Because they're faster.
Durability.
I'm going to go that's false.
Correct. Maz, squids are the rarest mob.
Ooh. False.
You are correct.
Oh my god. What is the rarest mob?
Brent.
That was a Hail Mary.
It was a Hail Mary. I don't know the rarest mob.
Okay.
I'll look at it later.
Paul, you lose. Yay, we won, man.
Yes!
Brent, only wooden tools can break obsidian blocks.
What? False.
I mean,
correct. Maz, milk can heal poisoning.
True.
Correct.
Oh, fuck, Brent,
there are five minerals in the Minecraft, not redstone. Not including redstone, there are five minerals.
Now there's more with like deicite and andorite. Are those counted as minerals? I don't know. I'm going to say that's false.
No, they're not. It's true. So they're only counting things like diamond, coal, iron.
I think we're going to get these questions. They're really people who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, potentially. Maz, you can't obtain grassy dirt blocks.
That's... Whoa, but there's more to that question. In survival mode? True.
Oh, unless you have the enchantment.
You can. If you've got Silk Touch, you can obtain
that. Boom!
So shit. The answer is false.
Silk Touch is your friend, bitches!
Brent, you can shoot arrows through lava.
You can shit arrows through lava.
You can shit arrows through lava, correct.
You can shit them through lava.
Maz. Maz, golden carrots exist.
True.
Correct. Brent, there are 16 different dyes.
I really don't like counting. If we could keep the counting shit away from me, I'm just going to say true because I don't know.
True is correct.
Oh, great guess.
Maz, chainmail can be created using iron.
False.
Correct.
Oh.
Brent, leather armor can be dyed.
True.
Correct.
Oh my god.
Maz.
Yes.
You cannot craft saddles or name tags.
That is true.
It is correct.
Which is stupid!
Final question for Brent. There is only one type of mushroom.
False.
Correct.
Because you need two for the soup. You gotta mix them together in a wooden bowl.
If I get this
wrong... I did a show about this game!
If I get this wrong, Brent wins. If I get it right, we need a tiebreaker question.
And that's it, we're done. That was all the questions.
Well, I need one more question.
Okay, here's a question for you. In Minecraft...
Fuck.
I don't have a question.
Well, I'm 1 point behind and I've got one more question left.
Okay, how do you make a path in dirt in Minecraft?
How do you make a path in dirt? What?
Yeah, on a grass block, how would you make a path?
You can put...
On grass blocks.
You can... That's not a question.
Without digging it up or building anything on it.
Can't you put down... You would farm block it. But then it would grow back.
You right-click with a certain tool.
A hoe.
Okay, you lose.
Oh.
Who are you calling a hoe, bitch?
No, you can right-click with the shovel and you can turn it into dirt.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. You can win that. You win, Brett!
Excuse me, guys. It's time to wrap it up.
Is that the long, dirty boner you were talking about earlier? We gotta wrap it up? Always wrap it up. This is a PSA from the butt pad. Always wrap up
your dirty boners, guys.
And don't use Glad wrapping rubber bands, because that won't work.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Unless you want to run off your mate. Maybe.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks so much for joining us today in the chat room. We had a wonderful time with you today. Firestarter. It looks like a new name. You should follow us on twitch.tv/thebitpad because your name pops up during the show. So if you haven't done that already, guys, do it now. We'll shout you out. Also, what else do we say at the end? Follow us on Twitter, at thebitpad, Facebook.
And the Facebooks.
Yes. Thanks
to all the things.
Go to the website, thebitpad.com.
It's all
and this week, I'm pretty sure the podcast will be up. Less than a week later.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention at the top of the show. Sorry that the last podcast only came out today, but that was my fault. I always turn off. Doesn't matter. It's my fault. I'll fix it.
Hey, I saved you. I said it to go back. No one knows. It looks like it actually posted on Monday for everybody.
Really? Updated it, and you just told everybody the secret.
That's the best. Oh, I like that.
I was trying to save you.
We never do anything wrong here at the BitPad, guys. We're totally professional. And,
That's right. And obviously, you know, you really want to follow us on Twitch because we're going to start doing more and more streaming of games and all sorts of things.
We got some Secret of Mana coming
and
up.
Don't forget...
Final Fantasy VII.
2 weeks.
Donkey Kong Country 2.
I'm going to do some more Worms.
Yes.
We're going to do Secret of Mana. I'm going to start doing a XCOM stream, restreaming the original XCOM. And don't forget, I think 2 weeks' time, guys, is that what we decided? The Saturday
Christmas
after
episode,
Christmas,
yeah, two shows to go. Leave us your Christmas wish list on SpeakPipe, and we'll put you on the thing. Also, JBJ Blaze has asked if we're all back next week. Of course we are! We're back every week, same time.
We don't stop just because of Star Wars.
Brent learned this morning. thanks, guys. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the BitPad podcast. Were you aware that you can follow our hosts on the Twitter? Follow at Extreme Beyond, at Brent Copeland, and at Bruce Uncut. Follow at the BitPad as well, and like our Facebook page over at facebook.com/thebitpad.
It was a good one. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was good.
That was great fun.
Hopefully.